Welcome back. We are now going to make soap. We are going to make this ivory soap that we have here. Beautiful white soap. I've measured to save time. I've measured out the oils already. As you can see, there's hard oils that are semi-solid and the liquid oils. And then we're going to take our lye and we are going to mix that with water. But before you start, safety measures. Let's go through this quickly. How do we make soap? I just want to explain to you what you need to make soap. You need at least 60% hard oils to make a good soap. And you need about 40% of soft oils. So this is what we have. We have more than 60%. We'll give you the recipe at the end. And you can use all sorts of oils. Some oils are there for lathering. Some oils are there to make a hard, solid bar. Some oils are nourishing and moisturizing. There's so much that you can use. Then you have luxury oils like evening primrose, wheat germ, pumpkin, walnut. But they're not your basic oils. They're just luxury oils. And then the one oil that we always like to have, that I always like to have, is castor oil. Castor oil gives you a beautiful foam, really, really nice quality foam. So this is a recipe that I, according to that formula, I just formulated a recipe where you have 10% avocado oil, 5% castor oil. You never really need more than 5% castor oil. If you put in more castor oil, it'll be more sticky. Coconut oil, 35%, olive oil, 20%, palm oil, 25%, and sweet almond oil, which is the luxury oil, you will only use 5%. But this is just a basic recipe. But let me just explain to you about palm oil. There's a huge debate about palm oil. There's an organization called the Roundtable on Sustainable Palm Oil. They started getting people to plant sustainable palm trees so that the environment, like where the orangutans are, wouldn't be destroyed. And so everybody's buying sustainable palm oil. But at the same time, the people are saying that there's no such thing as really as sustainable palm oil, because the fact that it's now certified is destroying even more of the wildlife, because everybody's climbing on that bandwagon of sustainable palm oil. So you must decide for yourself whether you're happy with just buying palm oil or sustainable palm oil. There's a lot written about that. Right, then there's the other thing, as I said before, safety measures. You need to cover your hands. You roll down your sleeves if you're going to make soap, and you put on your apron or something to cover your clothing, your goggles, as I said before. And then there's another thing. You must have a well-ventilated room, or when you work with lye, you go outside and mix it outside. That is very important. Don't breathe the fumes when they come off. It can harm your lungs. I keep vinegar near, as I said, just in case. And switch off your cell phone. You don't want to be distracted when you're working with these things. And, of course, no children or pets in your soap room. But let me tell you one thing. No husband in your soap room. If your husband is like mine, he's a bull in a china shop, and he will destroy your whole experiment. So no husbands, no children, no pets. Right. Here are a couple of the recipes that if you're watching this on video, you can pause and you can write down the recipes. This is a lovely moisturizing soap with shea butter and palm kernel oil. Very nice recipe. This one is a soap that I used natural colorants. I used to use oxides, but there's a bit of a debate on oxides, whether there are any like heavy metals in the oxides. So I've switched over to natural colorants. I have the carob as a natural colorant, turmeric, and spirulina. Those are the natural ones that I use there. You can use a lot of foods as natural colorants. Beetroot powder, calendula flowers, carob powder, carrots, cinnamon, different kinds of clays, henna, indigo, kelp, orange juice, paprika, rosehip, spinach, spirulina, turmeric. You can experiment, and it gives you a beautiful natural soap. This one is a carob and vanilla cake soap. It looks like a carob cake with icing on it. It's lovely with vanilla essential oil. This one is turmeric and oatmeal facial soap, very nourishing for your face. Now, the one we're going to make now is the ivory soap. To save time, I've already weighed out the oils, and we will now just, I'll show you how to do the lye. And then we have two essential oils there, bergamot essential oil and lang lang essential oil that we will add, but I'll show you how to do it. Now, the important thing with soap making is temperatures. You need to get the temperature of the lye and the oils more or less at the same temperature. Otherwise, you're going to have a problem. It won't mix properly. It won't saponify. There's another word that you need to learn, saponification. When the soap and the lye, the oils and the lye become soap, when they mix, at that point when they become soap, that's saponification. When you mix it, while you're mixing it, there's another term that we use in soap making, and it's trace. So I'll show you that also, what tracing is. At tracing, you can start adding your colorants and your essential oils and things. So there's a couple of things that you need to know about soap making. Yes, and that's it. And we've got the thermometers that we can use. So I'm going to start mixing the lye. Firstly, you're going to measure your water first. Now, there's another safety issue. Do not pour water onto the lye. It could volcano. It's dangerous. Always the lye into the water. So you put on your goggles when you work with lye. I'm going to put our container there. Switch it on. And we're first going to do the water. Now, on the recipe, it'll say 11.85 ounces of water. So we're going to do 11.85 ounces. It's important to get the exact measurements. Otherwise, your soap might just not turn out exactly the way you want it. This is 11.85. Remember, I'm working with ounces. If you're working with grams, exactly 11.85. Right. When you're working with grams, it's a little bit more difficult because it's a bigger number, but fine. So this you put aside. Don't mix it in there. You take another container and you're going to go back to naught. And now you use your spoon for the lye. And we want 5.05 ounces. It's scary in the beginning to work with lye. Everybody's stressed about working with lye, but you don't have to be. If you're careful when you work with a lye, it's fine. It's just fine. The other thing I want to explain to you is that once you've got the oils and the lye mixed together into a soap, there's a point where all the lye is used up in the oils, so it's not caustic anymore. There's no problem with soap that has been formulated properly. 5.05. And then there's another term that we must learn, and that is super fatting. I'll explain that in a while. 5.05. Almost there. Yes, 5.05. Right, cover this. Let me explain to you about super fatting. Now, super fatting is a 0% super fatting is when all the oils and all the lye have been made into soap. Once you, let's say you want to make a more nourishing soap that is more softer on the skin, you can add, let's say, 2% super fatting, which means it's got 2% more oils in your soap than is necessary to make soap. The soaps that I make are 5% super fatting, so it means I have 5% more oil than is necessary to make soap. And this is, for me, a very nourishing, good soap, and yet it still cleans so beautifully. It's a wonderful mixture. Okay, so now we're going to put aside the scale, and now we're going to start doing this work. Back on with my glasses. Everything is covered. Right, let's take this spoon. And now I'm going to mix it, but I'm going to move away because I don't want to breathe the fumes. You will probably, I hope you'll see the fumes coming out. That's the stage where you don't breathe around the lye. You come back when it's settled. So I'll come back again and I will stir and then go back out again and then I'll come and stir. Just so that you can see how it works. So here we go. Don't be scared. It's nothing to worry about. You start stirring. And what I do now is I'm going to stir a while and then I'm going to leave and then come back. Can you see the fumes going? You can see some fumes going up. At this stage, you don't breathe there close to the lye. I'm going to come back and stir again. Now it's really hot. It's still fuming a little bit, so we will wait another few seconds and then I'll go back and stir again. It will help if you have a fan in your room. If you don't have a very well ventilated room, you can have a fan to try and keep the fumes away from your body. Right, I think we're almost ready to go back. Give it another stir. It should go clear soon. Okay, so now you can see the liquid is clear. We're going to put this aside, and it's really hot. I'm going to put it aside for a while, and then when I need to get the temperature down, I'll put it in cold water. Now, in the meantime, you are going to heat up your oils. You want to melt the hard oil. The two hard oils are palm and coconut in there, and you want to combine it completely with the other oils. And this will take a while. It is necessary to get it to melt completely. Now that I'm not working with lye, I can remove my glasses for now. And we will wait for the oils to melt. Okay, so now we have the two mixtures more or less at the same temperature. I cooled down the lye solution in cold water and a little bit of ice. And now we are ready to mix the two together. They both at about 41 degrees. You can have a variance of about 2 degrees, that's fine. And now we're going to slowly check that this is on. First stir. Don't use your blender in the beginning. You're just going to pour it in and just stir slowly. Some people prefer to pour the lye onto the stem of the mixer, but to prevent bubbles from forming. But I think if you do it very carefully, you can just pour it in. You just keep stirring, no blending. If you blend, it'll immediately become too firm too quickly. Right. Keep stirring. And now I can start blending. But remember, we have to get the solution, the combination of the two, up to what they call a trace. Trace means you are going to get some of the soap tracing on top. I'll show you when we get there. And that's the time when you know you can add all the other things, and that's the time when you know that soap is beginning to form. It's beginning to saponify. Right, so I'm going to start blending slowly, a little bit at a time. You can see it's beginning to become homogenized. It's beginning to change color. See, it's homogenizing, which means it's combining, but it's still not soap. It's not saponified yet. At this point, when it's homogenized, you can actually add, if you want to do a very complex soap with different colors and things, you can start doing it at this point. But we're just going to do it very simple. We're going to go all the way up to trace, and then we'll just add essential oil. You can see it's getting thicker. Now if I lift this stick blender, it will sort of almost make an indent on the surface. So it's a light trace, what we call a light trace. You can see there. Right, at this point we're going to add essential oils, 2 teaspoons of bergamot and 2 teaspoons of lang lang. And this gives you a beautiful fragrance. You will love this fragrance. 1, 2. These are essential oils, pure essential oils. You don't want to use any chemical fragrances at this point because you don't know what they will do to your soap. When we speak about degrees, temperature, I'm working in Celsius, so you can convert that to Fahrenheit if you work in Fahrenheit. Okay, now we have a light trace. I'm going to keep blending a little bit more so that I can get a nice thick trace in order to get a nice pattern on top of my soap. So I'm going to just blend a little longer. You can see it's thickened up very nicely. Nice thicker trace. It's like pudding. Right. right, I think we're ready to pour into our mold. It smells lovely. Okay. I'm going to use that. Sometimes, if you add essential oils, your soap might seize up on you. What they call seize up on you. It'll just go so quickly into a semi-solid state, and then you can't pour it anymore. So you have to get to know your essential oils as well. We're going to pour this now into the mold. Looks like creamy pudding, like you want to eat it. The leftover I will pour into the other mold, and I will make a different shape with this, the leftover. Let me just turn this quickly. And we'll scrape it out. You want every little bit of your nice soap. It's beautiful. And this, at the moment, it's cream colored, but it will, when it dries, will be a nice, beautiful ivory color. The palm oil is responsible for the hardness. It makes it a nice hard soap, and also for the beautiful white color. Now, obviously, you can change color. You can add colorants and everything. So now we're going to just give it a shake so that you can get out most of your air bubbles. Great. I'm going to clean it up a bit. I will now wait till it's a little bit more solid so that I can make a nice pattern on top. So we'll just wait till it firms up. Okay, at this stage we can make a nice pattern on top like that, or you can leave it smooth. You can add sprinkle something on top like dried flowers, dried lavender, dried chamomile flowers. You can put any color on it, you can put turmeric on top, whatever. But we're just going to do it very plain today, so I'm going to show you how to make a very simple pattern. I'm just going to make like a little indent on the side here, and an indent on that side. And then we're going to use this, just a stick. You can use a very fine one, but I like the more bold shapes, and we're going to make a little pattern in there. And when you cut this, it'll look really nice. And the same with the other side. The other one, we'll do the same. Let's make a bit more of a bold shape here. Now this one, because this one is smaller, I'm going to cut them into bars. These will become bars. These we are going to cut into slices. So there you have it. We've made ivory soap, and when we get back, it'll be hardened. It'll take 24 hours to harden. Now this one, as you will see on the recipe, is non-insulated. Right, it doesn't get insulated. Normally, for most soaps, you will insulate the soap so that it can gel right through. It can go through a gel phase, and the gel phase will make it mature faster, and you'll get it. It'll take 3 to 6 weeks to mature, and this way it'll take maybe a little longer to mature, but I like the white color. This way I'm not going to insulate. The next soap we will make will be a charcoal and lavender soap. And that one is a beautiful facial soap that you can use for especially acne. And that one we will insulate. I'll show you how to insulate soap. So for now, we will see you next time.